At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money, you heard Brent Musburger. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. As we welcome you back, Amal Shaw, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you're having a nice Friday as we've got five games tonight, Major League Baseball. That was freaking awesome yesterday. I think everybody agrees. Even seam heads loved what we saw from Major League Baseball yesterday. Kudos to Rob Manfred, who never does anything right. As we get you back, we've got the Final Four tomorrow. We bring in our partner, VSiN host. I can officially say that now. Mike Somich, RacingDudes.com. Shout out to Aaron and Jared. Aaron's got a XFL play coming up here in just a bit. RacingDudes.com. A busy weekend for horse racing. But we have to start with a very controversial topic. So let's go ahead and throw it up for Mr. Somich. Dustin's top 10 cereals. I know you have a take. He went with, what is this, Wilford Brimley? He went with Raisin Bran. That's an old person, by the way, for the kids that don't know him. He went with Raisin Bran at one. Somich, we start here with the important stuff, your take on his list.
Well, first off, that cereal box is phenomenal. I mean, Dustin in that shirt with those colors behind it, absolutely exceptional there. I can't believe Raisin Bran would have been a wild, wild underdog here if you had set odds pre-draft here because of the other cereals on this list. But it is criminal. I'm talking criminal that Lucky Charms and Twix don't – or Trix don't make this list, especially if you're not taking into account health here. Lucky Charms is a phenomenal cereal. You got to love it. You get the marshmallows. You get the grains. It's perfect from that perspective. How is that Lucky Charms not on this list, Dustin?
Well, first off, he's 370 pounds. He's not taking into account health. We're trying to get him healthy, but we'll bring in the big guy to defend himself with no Lucky Charms on the list. Big guy, your thoughts?
Lucky Charms is the most overrated cereal on the planet. The actual cereal portion is horrible. It is easily the worst cereal. The only thing it has going for it is that it's masked by these little tiny dried out marshmallows that are hard and crunchy even in the milk. It is the worst cereal of all time. It is a weird stale cardboard taste, and the marshmallows, the best part about it, don't even taste like a good marshmallow.
Patrick,
you put a little bit of milk in there, the marshmallows soak it up. It's absolutely delicious. You have Cookie Crisp on here. It's a flipping cookie. Like, just eat a cookie if you want a cookie. Why do you need a cereal for them?
Because it's the cereal. So go ahead, Amal. Real talk, my favorite cereal of all time, this is the fattest thing ever, is not even a cereal. I would take Teddy Grahams, which are basically little graham crackers in bear shape, and I'd put them into a bowl with milk and just shovel it into my face.
I'm probably not a good spokesperson for Trix because I haven't eaten in about 40 years, but I got to give Mike credit on the Trix call. I'm not going to go with Lucky Charms, but Trix, I would say, should make the list.
Well, can I just follow up here? Dustin said the reason for no Lucky Charms, which Samich loves, is because dried up little marshmallows, yet number one is dried up little raisins. Okay.
They're good. They add a better texture to the cereal. They're a perfect balance to the raisin bran, to the bran portion of it, and they're actually better tasting than regular raisins.
Mm-hmm. Keep trying to talk yourself
Tricks,
out of it.
Great. I'm not a big fruity guy, and I would never cheat on my girl Pebbles. I only ride with one person
fruity,
and Pebbles is it. There will be no other fruity flavors in my portfolio.
Let's move on.
It appears we're getting anime freaky as the show progresses on a Friday. Anime for the big guy. Great job with the graphics, Michelle, as well. Okay, we're going to have the conversation with Samich and Amal about the half point, where I believe my partner essentially was getting into that kind of analysis paralysis, which we'll let him set up in a second. But you did mention, Samich, in your notes, you took away some stuff from Major League Baseball yesterday on opening day with the rules changes and what you're going to do as far as an adjustment off of day one.
Yeah, I'm a pretty analytical bettor, so I want as much data as possible when I'm putting bets in. However, sometimes you have to lean toward a hypothesis and try and beat the book to the punch here. In my mind, a couple things really stood out on opening day. Number one, overs went 8-7. However, in those seven unders, you had five games featuring a shutout. With the aces on the mound, you're not going to see, or when you have these second, third, fourth, fifth starters, you're not going to see five shutouts in a day. So you're going to see both teams putting up runs, and that really pushes it toward the over. On top of that, we had three games that went over their run total by 10 runs or more. I was expecting the rule changes to make a difference, but I did not realize the number one rule change that's going to make a difference is the pitcher not being able to leave the rubber more than two times in a single at bat. Yesterday, stolen bases, 21 for 23, 91%. You had a single half inning in the Boston-Baltimore game where there were four steals without even attempting to throw out the runner. If you go through all of the first games last year for every single team, only 11 attempts and six successful steals in the first game for all of those teams, you are going to see significantly more runs, especially early in the Major League Baseball season as books try to adjust to this. I am probably not going to play an under for the first week or 2 weeks of the Major League Baseball season until I feel like books are moving up. I think pretty much every game on the board is totaled a run lower than it probably should be based specifically off just this rule where you're going to see just piles of stolen bases. And it's not just the extra base that comes into play here. If you have someone on first who steals second, all of a sudden there's no double play opportunity. There's other pieces of this that force more and more runs onto the board. So for me, it's all about overs. I think one of the best ways to do it, and one bet I'm going to be placing blind for probably the next 2 weeks, is just take the Grand Salami over. Take the average of all of these and just push it over. Yesterday, that flew over the total because of those three games, getting to 19, 19, and 18 runs. I think you're going to see more of that, especially as you get deeper into these starting pitching rotations. The bullpens are going to struggle. For me, this is a over the baseball totals early, specifically because of that rule change around runners stealing bases.
A couple things I want to address here, Patrick. Love the breakdown in terms of how you looked at it, especially the stolen bases. And then you mentioned the Grand Salami. I think this is a pretty prudent bet. Weather may have been a factor. Some teams getting off to a little bit of a slow start. But in Boston, it didn't matter. It was 40 degrees. They still scored 19 runs. But I think Mike makes a lot of good points. This should change the dynamic. And, again, pay attention to how these totals progress going forward. Mike, I want to switch gears a little bit. UConn, Miami, 5.5.
We're going to come back. Let's finish baseball.
Sorry, I thought we were going to be baseball for a while.
That's okay. And also for new bettors, the Grand Salami, of course, revolves around the total amount scored for an entire slate, not just picking a single game. So just wanted to get that out there. Stolen bases up 21 of 23, as you mentioned yesterday, almost an attempt per game. That's okay, Amal. Before we go there, let's get some plays in. We'll finish up baseball. We'll come back. We'll do the basketball. And then we'll finish. We've got some horse racing as well with Samich. Okay, so your two baseball plays today, D-backs and Dodgers, over 7.5. We'll start there.
Yeah, I like the over here in this game. I mentioned specifically how I'm leaning toward overs in general anyway. For me, this is a setup where I don't love Kelly as the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks. I think that the Dodgers are going to be able to put up some runs. You've got Brad May on the Dodgers side against the Diamondbacks lineup that I project to be one of the more prudent lineups to steal bases with. So this is a situation where I'm getting one of those teams that I think is going to try and steal a ton of bases against a pitcher I'm not so sure is going to be able to go deep in the game. And Brad May, he's not pitched that much over the last two seasons, coming back from injury here. So for me, this is one of those spots where if I'm trying to look for overs, this is a good one that fits. Right now, the total sitting there at 7.5 over to -105. So give me the over 7.5 here, Dodgers Diamondbacks.
That's a pretty good call there. You mentioned this. We saw the Dodgers last night get off to a slow start, come from behind, get the victory there. I want to quickly touch upon a game that Patrick, Dustin, and I are all involved in different capacities. Mets and the Marlins here. Mets get the 5-3 win yesterday. Anything jumping out to you in this particular matchup?
I lean toward the Marlins here. I like the starting pitching matchup for the Marlins. They're another team that should be pretty proficient moving around the bases. I have not bet the game. I've been looking at it all day. It's one of those I've been going back and forth on. But if I did end up playing this, I would play the Marlins specifically around the starting pitching matchup.
Okay, I went, and then Dustin May banged up last year, but when he started, not great. A 4.5 ERA. I actually went plus money over. With the Diamondbacks, 3.5, Amal, Mike, and Dustin, I went over the team total for the D-backs tonight, 3.5. I think it was +115. So that's that. Big guy, that game in particular, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, I'm sure you have probably 73 plays, so go ahead and get a couple in.
Yeah, I went with the over on the Dodgers team total, over 4.5, even money right now. I don't get the hype behind Merrill Kelly. I know he just pitched for America in the WBC, and I am proud to be an American like Lee Greenwood and Amal Shaw. However, Merrill Kelly is a, like, fourth starter, third at best. Like, I don't understand the number being so obscure. Like, that's not the right number for a game that he's starting in division. By the way, I watched the Dodgers last night. They may not have the star power they had of years past, but they have guys like Outman and Vargas and these young kids that have come up through their system, and they know how to develop talent. They have great at-bats. I still think the lineup's awesome. And if you look, Max Muncy absolutely wears Merrill Kelly out. He's 11 of 26. Three doubles, a homer, and three walks. Will Smith's a .318 hitter against him with a homer. Mookie Betts, three dingers against him. Like Freddie Freeman, .375 with a homer and four doubles. They're going to beat up Merrill Kelly bad.
It sounds crazy to say, but Max Muncy could be the most important Dodger this year for a multitude of reasons coming off those injuries.
Yeah, and we've talked about we don't want to take too much out of spring training, but he was ripping the cover off the ball in spring training. He is a guy to absolutely watch to bounce back.
I totally agree. One more play. We got a minute here, Samich. Baseball, then we'll shift to basketball. Astros team total over 4.5, +115.
Dylan Cease pitched phenomenally last night for the White Sox. Today, you've got a much easier situation here for this Astros team. Lance Lynn on the hump. To me, this is the other stat I'm looking to fade now. Whip is going to become incredibly important. If you have struggles when there are base runners, having base runners on is going to make it much, much more difficult for starters. So I'm looking for pitchers who struggle from a whip perspective. Lance Lynn is definitely one of those pitchers I'd like to try and fade in these situations. Has a lot of base runners, doesn't go deep into games. I think the Astros get over that 4.5 number. It's +115 right now.
You were nodding with the whip part of that, Amal Shaw. You got 10 seconds. What's up?
Yeah, you
got
to avoid the base on balls. He's talking about walks and hits per nine innings. Very important stat when you're looking at some of these pitchers.
Super important. We'll transition. Final Four tomorrow. We'll have that half-point conversation as well. Samich joins us here on Sharp Money.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shah on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money, Bet Rivers. Remember, get a free square, win up to $10,000 in bonus money. Place a bet, get a square. BetRiversSquares.com. It's all you need to know. It's BetRiversSquares.com. Get over there, get you a square. We're back. It is Sharp Money, VSIN, the sports betting network. I'm Patrick Maher, Amal Shah, the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, our buddy, part of the family. Mike Somich, RacingDudes.com, VSiN host, he joins us. And by the way, amongst the experts, which remember, VSiN pros get those plays every single day, he's right amongst the top three. He's been killing it. A nice little start to the baseball season as well. But we transition college basketball. You heard Amal Shah's conversation about the half point. What I'm going to do is go to my partner now, and Amal, I'll let you refresh, and then Mike Somich can give his take.
Yeah, so for example, Connecticut, Miami, this line is sitting at 5.5. And if you like the Huskies, they've got to win the game by 6 or more. And Mike, my point was if the game goes to 6, you should not be fearful of betting it. Yes, if it lands 6, you don't get a win. You wind up with a push. However, you're not stuck with a loss. And so I don't think it should deter people if this line jumps 6. They're like, oh, I didn't get the 5.5. I'm not going to bet it. My personal philosophy is then, you know what, if you felt that game was going to be that tight, then maybe you shouldn't play that game.
Well, I agree and I disagree with you, Amal. I think there are a couple different situations, and the timing of it, I think, makes a big difference on whether or not you should or shouldn't be betting these type of games. Before jumping into it, just the math behind what a half point is worth. So a half point is worth essentially 8 cents, right? So minus 110 to minus 118. What does that mean from a statistical perspective? To break even at minus 110, you have to hit 52% of the time. To break even at minus 118, you have to hit 55% of the time. So essentially, you have to be correct 3% more with that half point or that 8 cents that you're losing by not betting it at 5 if you're going to bet it at 6. In my mind, I don't disagree with you in a lot of situations. Timing makes a huge difference here. And in these games and in NFL games, I think you have to be a little more careful about not laying that extra half point. This one specifically, you've had at this point 4 days to bet it at 5.5. If you like it at 5.5, you need to make the move at 5.5. And if you're not firing at 5.5, you probably shouldn't fire at 6, because my guess is you didn't like it that much at 5.5 not to get it down right now. I think it also makes a difference on what you expect the game is going to do. So in this situation, we've got UConn sitting here at 5.5. I would say it is significantly more likely we see 6 before we see 5 again. So if you like UConn, betting it at 5.5, I think, is the correct play right now. And I would not bet it at 6 if you miss it at 5.5, because you've had such a large amount of time to be able to get it down here at 5.5. If you like Miami and you're sitting here and you're saying, I'm not playing 5.5 because I want to get 6, but you end up getting 5 instead, to me, you can make a little bit bigger case there because you were trying to get a better of the number waiting for that later number. However, if I like Miami right now and I wanted 6, I would place a small wager at 5.5 and then a larger wager if it got to 6, so that I kind of get at least something at the better number and don't have a full risk on situation where you lose that half point to 5.
It's a great point. And I like the point you made about Miami and the difference between the 6 and the 5.5, especially with taking the points in that spot.
I know, now, Somich. Go ahead, please.
One situation I do want to bring up, because I do agree with them all in some cases where, look, if a game moves from 5.5 to 6 and you like it, but 5.5 wasn't readily available for a long time, by all means, play it at 6 if you want. If you think that number is going to be 7 or 7.5, you think that's the correct number the game should be. I think the Super Bowl is a great example. Look, that game opened Philly plus 2.5, but it was sitting there for maybe 30 minutes. By the time people woke up the next morning, Philly was laying 2 or 2.5. A recreational bettor and even some professionals are going to end up taking Philly in that spot minus those points, even though it's a massive 5-point swing, because they never had access to that plus 2.5 number. So part of it is also what do you have access to and how long is it sitting on the board when you're making these decisions over that half point or more.
We got a little freeze with Samich's. Here's what I'll say to back what Amal's saying. Sometimes you get the analysis paralysis, and Amal, I'll give you an example where I think sometimes people try to be a little too shrewd or sharp-witted. You'll hear experts in hockey say, we got Samich back, and I'm giving an example, Samich, of where I think sometimes bettors can outthink themselves and be a little too shrewd, and like Amal said, maybe analysis paralysis, and that is, we'll take a sport like hockey. They'll look at a favorite of $1.20, and you'll hear an expert say, I liked it at $1.20, but I don't like it at $1.25. I mean, what are we doing here? Like there's sometimes you get into a place where I do think analysts try to be a little cute with these numbers, you know, $1.20 to $1.23, where they're trying to be a little too clever. And I think sometimes that analysis paralysis can trap you.
Yeah, if it's a couple cents here or there in a hockey game, that's not something I'm too worried about. To me, it's when you have a readily available number and then you miss it. That's the time that you don't want to fire right back at it. And I'm not sure if you heard the Super Bowl analogy there before I dropped off, but you know, missing it at 2.5, and because Philly opens, Kansas City opens minus 2.5 there. If you miss that Philly plus 2.5, and then when you wake up, it's Philly minus 1, you didn't have plus 2.5 readily available for you. So that's not something that should take you off a game.
And I'll let you reply, but what Mike's talking about is getting the best of it. And we know this from talking to so many pros for so many years. Oftentimes, a professional sports bettor, Amal Shaw, and this is crazy, and this tells you how diabolical they can be, they'd prefer get the best of the number than win a bet. And that's kind of like the thought process, but they prefer getting the best of it than winning a bet. You're laughing because you know what I'm saying is true.
My business partner, a guy who I learned so much about betting from, he's like, I would rather have the 3.5 and the line went to 5. I'm like, to me, it's idiotic, right? Like at the end of the day, if I bought a stock at a certain price and I didn't make as much profit, I'd still rather make a profit than the stock tanking. But I absolutely, because your statement is spot on. But I like Mike's analogy. I like the way he breaks it down. The one thing I would say, Mike, you're right in this example with Connecticut and Miami, the number being readily available. But I feel like a lot of our viewers and people that tune in here may not be people that are doing this on a daily basis like yourself or myself or other people that are constantly paying attention to this. So you're generally in a position probably to be able to potentially get a better number. A lot of people might be on their way home right now on the East Coast, 520, logging into their app. You know, okay, I see it's gone from 5.5 to 6. They may make a play still. And I think from that standpoint, I think Mike's distinction is very good.
Quick follow-up, Samich, and then we'll move on to the games.
I agree with them all. Look, if you never even see the 5.5, or if you get busy in the morning, it's 5.5. When you get on your app after work, it's 6. I don't mind playing the 6 there. I think that's not as big of a situation. It's when you have something that's available for 3-4 days. You'll see this only with like Final Four games, NFL games, things like that. You got to take advantage of it. If you like a number and you see it, fire at that number, and then you can adjust if the information changes. I mean, I've got a bad number in the NBA right now. I'm going to probably try and find a way to buy that back at some point in game because I'm not happy with it based on how it played out. So you've got to keep an eye on the number and when you can bet it. If you like it, take it. And if it changes, you can adjust.
And we'll get to that awkward number in the NBA. It has to do with LeBron James being in tonight. We'll get to that in just a bit. Before we go to break, you got 3 minutes here. You were on with the Lombardi line the other day and you had a great angle on most outstanding. Let's go there as far as the tournament's concerned.
This Final Four is really interesting to me because you have a lot of different ways that you can attack the board if you want to pick a champion here. So right out of the gate, if you want UConn, the -125, -120 is currently available. At one point, you could play both Sonogo and Hawkins for most outstanding player and use them as a combination, and you were getting a better price than if you were playing UConn to win the championship. That's no longer available. So if you like UConn, the best way to play them is either to play the -125. I do agree with what you guys said earlier this week. I think you get a better number if you money line parlay them through both of these two games. I think that's probably your best option. However, there are other players on the board here. You've got two players from FAU that are sitting at 14-1 and 20-1. Currently, they're about 6-1 to win the title. If you just play both of the two players from FAU to win most outstanding player, you are getting 7-1 and 10-1 essentially on FAU to win the title. So you're able to create a better price based on playing the most outstanding player market versus just playing FAU to win in that situation.
And Patrick, the reason why Mike's point is so well made is I think you got to go back to what, 59, 60, 61 or something the last time an MOP was not from the winning team. And I think that was Bill Bradley with Princeton.
That I don't know.
I just love the way you said it.
That I don't know.
I just love the way you said it. That I don't know.
Like, I mean, if you just give me a history lesson here, I'm looking up Ryan Odom being hired at VCU, and you're bringing up like dudes from the 50s.
Another situation here where I think you can probably find a little bit better of the number. If you like Miami on the money line against UConn, I like playing them to win the tournament. You're able to get +425 last I saw to win the tournament. If you have them pass UConn, you then have a situation where you can create a pretty easy middle. They're going to be favored against either team that wins on the other side of the bracket. So if you play Miami, let's say for $100 to win $425, you can then play back the other team plus the points for $220 and create a situation where you can middle the game by the underdog covering, but Miami being able to win. So I think that's an interesting situation as well. If you like Miami on the money line against Connecticut over the weekend as well.
Answer to your question, Amal Shah, we go to the big guy, Dustin Sweetison. What do you got?
Hakeem Olajuwon in 1983, the last man to win most outstanding player without his team winning the title. The last woman to do it, 1991, Dawn Staley.
Coach at South Carolina, shouts at the Gamecocks. Dawn Staley, who hasn't lost a game in like 3 years with the women's team there in Columbia. Okay, we continue. We'll get to that game you mentioned in the NBA and kind of how you'll maneuver around your play. Also some horse racing, and we'll get to the bets. Samich here on Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shah on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, get everything you need to bet on baseball this season. We saw Moneyline Mets trending on Twitter, which just shows you VSIN and sports betting and DraftKings are essentially taking over the planet. 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, including advice, data, and strategy for only $19. Our experts are also getting ready. It's coming up for golf's first major at Augusta. This year's upcoming Masters betting guide will break down every golfer in the field, plus future bets and matchups. Become a VSIN Pro subscriber today for $19. It's VSIN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. I'm Al Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson. I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money. We're joined by part of the family, Mike Samich, RacingDudes.com. We'll get to the Florida Derby, Arkansas Derby before we say goodbye. We'll do that quickly. Shout to Jared and Aaron, our boys. You'll hear from Aaron Halterman next week here on Sharp Money. Also, at the end of the show, we'll get Aaron's XFL play in. Before we do, we can go quick on these, Samich. You've got two hockey plays. Calgary and Vancouver over 6.5. Detroit and Winnipeg, first period under a goal and a half, +115.
Yeah, we'll start with Calgary, Vancouver, two teams that like to score goals in the first period. When I'm seeing teams that trend toward first period overs or game, I think will go first period over, I'm generally going to be looking at the full game total. You've seen a ton of goals in the NHL in the second and third periods this year. So if you're able to get two in the first, it's likely the game is going to go over. Vancouver have been playing their best hockey. They don't love playing defense. They like scoring. This is a great matchup for the over here. Calgary absolutely needs this game. They're in a playoff fight right now, so I expect them to come out, play well. I'll take the over 6.5 here, Calgary and Vancouver. The shift over to the under first period. This has been one of my favorite bets. We talked about it a couple times on this show already. You still have teams at close to 40% plus ROI in these first period unders this late in the season. Winnipeg at home, one of those better teams. Detroit playing the second night of a back-to-back on the road. You're going to get Valerie Husso in net. You've got Hullabuck in net for the Jets. This is one where I'm going to be targeting the first period under a goal and a half. You can still get that at +115 as well.
Like them all. Any take on either two?
No, I like to play on Winnipeg. This team, particularly in the first period, has been an absolute under team. And then you mentioned it with the Flames and the Canucks in that one. Canucks gave up 6 to the St. Louis Blues. I think our studio crew, you and Mike and I, could keep you know, the St. Louis Blues to 5 goals or less.
Yeah, that is. We saw a number flip. Okay, so let's talk about this and how you'll handle it once you get in game to try to mitigate here, maybe. LeBron James is in. So this number in Minnesota with the Lakers there has jumped up to 2.5, Samich.
Yeah, so I played the Timberwolves minus the point here early in the day. This is one of the most frustrating things about playing basketball right now, specifically the NBA. You have so many of these players that are in, that are out. Jokic did it to me yesterday when they were laying 6, and all of a sudden it's minus 2.5. So you got to stay on top of these. It's one of those situations where playing these games later in the day can be more advantageous. I put in a half unit wager on Minnesota -1, expecting LeBron and AD both not to play. LeBron now in the lineup here. So this has shifted over to the Lakers -2.5. Not going to put the other half unit on Minnesota here. So I'm rolling into the game with a half unit play. And what I'm going to do is unfortunately watch this game. Watch the first quarter of it, see what I think of this T-Wolves team. They've been playing significantly better. They lost in Phoenix, but prior to that, they won at Golden State. They won at Sacramento, two tough places to play. So this is a T-Wolves team I was trying to get money on because of how they've been playing. I'm going to go into the game with that -1. I'm not going to create a middle for myself where I could lose both bets if the Lakers win by 1 or 2 here. So I'll wait, watch the first quarter. If I'm not happy with how the T-Wolves are playing, then I will look at finding a way to try and buy myself out of this and see if I can get something around Lakers pick 'em to be able to take some of that risk off in this spot.
Yeah, and Naz Reid off the bench for Minnesota, not necessarily a huge deal, but averaged 11.5 points. He's going to be out indefinitely with a fractured wrist for Minnesota as well. And when you look at the lineups right now for the T-Wolves, it feels like everybody's a game-time decision between Prince, between Karl-Anthony Towns. It just seems like this is a mash unit right now.
Last one on the Samich list here, the Kings at the Trailblazers. We know for a fact the Trailblazers want Wembanyama. They've shut down Dame Lillard. This number's 14. You're still not reticent. You'll still lay the big wood on the road.
Yeah, don't love laying 14 on the road, but let me tell you, if you're going to do it against the Trailblazers right now. If there's one thing that they have been phenomenal at the last 2 years, it is losing by a lot once they decide that they want to tank. Damian Lillard shut down for the season. Simons is out. This is a skeleton crew right now for Portland. This is a back-to-back. So these two teams played 2 days ago. Sacramento only won by 40 in that spot. I'm not sure why this is just 14 here. It was 14.5 2 days ago. I don't see the revenge angle taking much into account here. The Blazers aren't trying anyway. So I'll lay the 14 here with the Kings. You should be able to pick a scorer in this game.
And to Mike's point real quickly, Patrick, you look at some of these scores. They lost by against the Bulls by 28. They did lose to the Thunder by only 6. They lose to the Pelicans by 34. So the trend is increasing here in terms of the numbers, and 40 in the last one.
Okay, there it is. Great plays. Remember, you can find those Samich plays over at VSiN.com when you become a pro. We put them there in the mornings for him. So always make sure you check it out. He's been hot. Before we go here, you got a few minutes, and this is something specifically leading up to the Kentucky Derby. Samich and most know that I'm passionate about horse racing. The people I learned horse racing from, you can see the banner behind Samich, racingdudes.com, and he works with Jared and Aaron, the proprietors of racingdudes.com. Great shot there. Thank you, Liz. He works with them there over at racingdudes.com. Again, they wrote up the Kentucky Derby betting guide for VSiN last year. These guys know what they're talking about, and so does Samich. We've got the Florida Derby. You're trying to accrue points to get in the Kentucky Derby, so these are important races, and the Arkansas Derby as well. Why don't we start with the Florida Derby here, Samich?
Yeah, Florida Derby should be a phenomenal race. You get to see Forte back in action. Going to be the second time he's running as a 3-year-old. He was our 2-year-old champion last year and really cemented himself as the favorite for the Kentucky Derby after the win last time out. He's 4-5 on the morning line. Not a ton of value in betting Forte to win there, but there are a couple prices that I really like. Maj breaking out of the 4 gate, I think, has a shot to take this field gate to wire. Only going to be the second time running against winners. Has a real good shot of taking this field from beginning to end, like I said. And the key here is a better trip. Last time out, Maj hit the gate, was forced to run in 4th or 5th, then got cut off down the stretch. Still ran incredibly well for first time going 2 turns, first time against winners. So if anyone does pull the upset, I think it's the 4 Maj. 2 horses I'm really interested in, though. Mr. Peaks, the 5 at 30-1. Nautical Star, the 6 at 30-1. Both from C2 Racing. these guys are known for being able to find horses that were undervalued. They buy them after they started racing and then put them into these big races. These are two of the horses that they privately purchased after their last start. Now they're putting them in here. I actually interviewed one of the owners for this for Racing Dudes YouTube channel. If you want to check it out, YouTube.com/Racing Dudes. Check out the C2 interview. You hear a lot about these two horses and why they believe they can hit the board at absolutely monster numbers. I'm going to play an 11 over 4-5-6, over 4-5-6, over 4-5-6 superfecta for $5. It'll cost you $30. It could pay huge, even with the 4-5 shot on top.
Okay, next one up, the Arkansas Derby. When I think of Arkansas, I think of Steve Asmussen. Just anywhere in that part of the country, we think of Asmussen. Are you going to go? I think he's got two runners in the Arkansas Derby. Are you going to go with one of them?
I'm going to go with a Hall of Famer, but not an Asmussen horse. Give me the 7-horse Rocket Can from Bill Mott's barn. Rocket Can actually ran against Forte last time, ran third in that spot. I thought it was a very good effort. Now he gets shipped over to Arkansas. The Arkansas circuit, a lot weaker than the Florida circuit this year on the top end of it. Reincarnate's going to most likely be your favorite. That was a Bob Baffert horse who switched over to the Tim Yakteen barn. And I thought ran a deceptively bad race last time. Was against what he generally runs, wants to be up front, and ended up closing. I don't think it was that impressive of a performance because I think the race fell apart. So I think he's going to get bet off the board, and it's going to allow you to find value on some other horses in the Arkansas Derby.
Was the Reincarnate switch in barns? We know that Baffert and Yakteen are good friends. We saw what happened, last year when we hung out at the Kentucky Derby with Baffert's horses running because he was suspended for Yakteen. Was that a forced switch of barns, or is that a friendly switch of barns?
That was a forced switch of barns. So this is the second year of the suspension for Bob Baffert that will last 2 years from the Kentucky Derby. So the interesting part this year, they actually had to switch barns a month earlier, which is great for the better because it gives you more information and multiple starts in the Yakteen barn before heading into the Kentucky Derby. Last year with both Taba and Messier, we only had one start. So you didn't really know how they were doing in the Yakteen barn versus being in the Baffert barn. So Reincarnate was switched before his last start. He ran once for Yakteen. This is going to be the second time out in the barn, but this will be the final year that Bob Baffert will have to give up his Derby starters here.
Okay, check out the podcast too as well with Racing Dudes. Aaron and Jared, they do a great job. If you're into the sport of horse racing and you want some winners, it's racingdudes.com. If you're just getting into the sport and you want to learn how to bet the sport, it's my guys over at racingdudes.com. Okay, Samich, great 40 minutes. I think the most important lesson we learned, it's none of the smart, nerdy math stuff. It's tricks and lucky charms. Those are the two big takeaways, correct? As we say goodbye, tricks and lucky charms, right?
Wildly undervalued. You've got raisins and cookies on the list, and you left tricks and lucky charms off. Unbelievable.
I'll give the big guy a chance to respond when we close tabs coming up next. But racingdudes.com, of course, VSiN host Mike Samich. Thank you, Samich. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you very much. There it is, the list. It's a colorful list from Michelle. Dustin will have a chance to respond. We'll get Amal's plays. We'll get my plays, Dustin's plays, everybody's plays, the family next, and close some tabs. Sharp money.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This is Sharp Money as we welcome you back on a Friday. Of course, five games, Major League Baseball. We've got the final four tomorrow. You're going to have 15 games on the diamond tomorrow, so it's going to be crazy. Bless you to Amal Shaw. That's the guy on the left there as we pull up the try box. The big guy in the middle. I guess there's no reason to give you an opportunity to fight back on the cereals. We kind of exhausted that, but great list nonetheless. Great graphic by Michelle. I'm Patrick Maher. We got you back. The family. So Samich is certainly part of the family. So is Aaron Halterman, and he tonight, RacingDudes.com, he likes Seattle at Arlington XFL. He's going to lay the five with the Sea Dragons on the road and go under 37.5 for those that want to tail. And again, tail or fade any of these plays, it's completely up to your own volition. I have, let's see, five plays. I got the Mets laying $1.10. I got the Mets over 7.5. I got Colorado San Diego over 7.5. That has adjusted to 8. So do with it what you will. I got Seattle laying $1.58 tonight with Robbie Ray. And I like Arizona. So I've got what? 5 plays. I like Arizona team total over 3.5. Big guy in a mall. I'll go to you two for plays on the way out and we'll get to closing tabs. Dustin, we'll start with you because you have a litany of plays. I don't know how to lay all of them out without confusing and kind of just jumbling the audience's brains, but do the best you can.
Mets Marlins first five over 4 in that game. Also Gene Segura over 1.5 total bases at plus $1.55. I'm also taking a flyer. I wouldn't suggest other people betting, but letting you know I'm on Segura home run plus +950. Also Eduardo Escobar, I've got him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at plus +110. In the Astros game, I'm going first five, laying a half run with Houston at minus -110. Prop wise, it's Martin Maldonado over a half hit plus +115, and he's 9-1 to hit a homer tonight, and he has tremendous numbers against Lynn. Then Yordan Alvarez as well, over 1.5 total bases at plus +115. He's 6-12 with a homer and one double versus Lynn. And then Padres first five over or minus a half run, minus -130. Dodgers over 4.5 team total at even money, and the prop in that game, I'm going with Max Muncy over a half total bases, minus -135. If he gets one hit, it cashes. He's 11 of 26. That's a 423 average tonight against, I'm trying to think, who are they facing? What's the pitcher?
Merrill Kelly.
Merrill Kelly, who I trashed earlier.
Who you just absolutely demolished earlier, and his name slipped your mind. Okay, yeah. Great job, big guy. That's 1, 2, 3, 1 million bets. So hopefully everybody caught those. Amal Shaw.
For show purpose, a lot of people don't like to bet run lines, so I gave the Astros a minus -142, but I took the Astros plus $1.35 on the run line here tonight against the White Sox. Then in terms of another matchup, took the Mets today against the Miami Marlins. Right now that line is at 110. Tomorrow I've got the under 131.5 with the Padres, with the Aztecs. I didn't play the Connecticut game because I need them to win the whole thing, but I would make a play on Connecticut laying the 5.5.
Yep, but I'm with you. I got San Diego State. Well, not necessarily with you, but I am laying the 2. Now it's up to 2.5. I am fading Coach McCall, which I don't feel good about, but maybe he's now just pridefully back in his Owls. So I'll go San Diego State. Been riding with them this long. Why not continue
as we continue with closing tabs. And we'll close out our first one. Big Guy, what do you got?
Well, I referenced the way that a lot of baseball games were shorter than the Titanic last time. Just wanted to clarify that Titanic was 3 hours and 14 minutes.
Okay, I was wondering, because using that as context or as an example, it felt like, I don't know if that's great, because when you're watching Titanic, it feels kind of laborious and like a super long movie. So comparing the games to the movie, I was a little tripped out by, but you say it's 3:14. So there were what? Only three games that went over the runtime of Titanic yesterday. Okay.
Exactly. And all of the players involved in all the games would have left more room on that board for Jack to survive.
It was a piece of wood. Girl, scoot over. Jack is sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic. I was going to say Pacific, while Shorty can't share some wood. It's unbelievable.
Now, hold
how
on.
Selfish.
I've done some digging in conspiracy circles, and there are some fan theories out there that believe that Jack was a figment of her imagination, was not real.
Didn't he paint her during the movie?
Look, same thing with Fight Club. It was in his head. There are some theories out there that he never existed. She created him in her head to get away from her fiance at the time.
The amount of times people use the terrible joke as to why they wouldn't see the Titanic movie because they know what happens at the end is really overplayed. Okay, close another.
Amal asked, I believe it was when's the last time Gonzaga lost by 20 or more?
28 or more.
Oh, well, I don't have 28. I have 23. And that was in 2014.
Wow. It's been a while, and that just shows you the dominance of UConn. It highlights it. Okay, let's close another.
Patrick used the word realm. It refers to a kingdom, a field or domain of activity or interest.
I don't remember if I used it correctly, but apparently realm now. We're stretching the vocab. Okay, let's go.
Let's see. Oh, I have been informed by Nish, a very good listener of VEASAN, that there is a Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk. I retweeted it or quote tweeted it at Dustin Sweetelson. It comes in a container. Literally, it is the milk from Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I will be drinking this over the weekend. And by the way, you can buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch seasoning as well. The diet just ended today.
Amal, you with us, or did you freeze as
no,
a human being?
No, I just, you know, that billion.
You're just not interested in anything we're talking about?
The billion dollar idea went up in smoke pretty quick.
Yeah, someone else thought because, of it before me.
Yeah,
and it's not making a billion.
Our sound engineer, Sean, he sent me, during the segment, he sent me a picture. I'm sure we can't see it on my little screen here, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnamilk. That is... Even looking at the picture to me is a tad repulsive. So don't ever do that again, Sean. Thank you. Just in advance. All right. Anything else as far as tabs?
Yeah. A Hunter Gaddis who just caught a ton of shrapnel during the interview with John Bowman, which you can check out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast, is a big boy. He's 6'6", 260. I just pointed it out. Want to see what he looked like? He's a big boy, big country boy from Canton, Georgia.
Gaddis, who's getting the start instead of McKenzie. So I know it's a small sample size, but I think you two would agree this isn't great. He had two starts toward the end of the year last year for the Guardians. 7 1/3, gave up 15 earned, 7 home runs, and 15 hits. That's why I'm backing at a price today. I know I'm laying it with Seattle, but my assumption is 7 1/3, 15 earned, 7 home runs, and 15 hits is not great. No. Did both of you come to the same conclusion?
No. I would agree with you. I don't think it's a bad play at all on the M's here.
Okay. Anything else, big guy?
I referred to Raisin Bran as healthy. It is not as healthy as you think. 18 grams of sugar per serving, whereas Cookie Crisp, which is literally cookies, is only 12 grams of sugar. So a 6-gram difference in one that is literally cookies and the other one is supposedly healthy. But it does do its job. I should point that out. It does do its job.
I've got some fun for you. So Amal nailed it. The last non-power conference team to win a national championship was 1990 with UNLV. Just quickly entering the tournament, UConn was 16-1, Miami was 50-1, San Diego State 80-1, and FAU 200-1. How about national champions by seeding? One seed has won 26 national championships. Pardon me. The two seed, national champion 7 times. Three seed has won a championship 5 times in the tournament. The four seed has won one tournament. 6 seed has won 2, a 7 seed has won 1, and an 8 seed has won 1. That's as far as the NCAA tournament. You know what's missing there? We've never had a 5 seed. San Diego State is a 5 seed. We've never had a 5 win a national championship. I don't know if that means anything to you two. Just wanted to throw it out there for fun.
We got 5 on it.
Loonies. Shout to the loonies. All right. Anything else, Dustin?
Yeah, one clarification from Amal. Bill Bradley, it was 1965 when he won Player of the Year and lost to UCLA, I believe.
No, right? Won the MOP in the MOP. Final Four, yeah. But yeah. They lost, UCLA won the title.
Okay. Good stuff. Matt McCall, thank you. Coach from the Convention Center there at Houston did a great job. John Bowman, he's a better. He works at CBS. He talked baseball with us. Thank you, John. Mike Somich, as always, great job. If you head over to VSiN.com, you can check out Michael Lombardi's, why wouldn't you, article on why Bryce Young should be the first pick. Dave Tooley, best NBA, NHL, XFL bets. Josh Applebaum, MLB Sharp Report. And Zachary Cohen, on Miami Open's best bets and predictions. Okay, boys, have a great weekend. As we say goodbye, we remind you, coming up next, of course, Tim Murray and Sean King. Anything else on the way out for both of you? Anything? Anything? Anything?
Have a good weekend.
Don't buy greeting cards. They're a scam. It's just words on paper.
That doesn't make sense, and I'm not going to follow up. We'll see you Monday here on Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.